Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Microsoft plans to kill Apple, Google, and all of tech with one critical move. That's a very bold statement.
So there's 2 things in which you can do when you have a pricing war. You can either be the highest price in the market, have a smaller audience, and give the most value. What Microsoft wants to do towards Apple and Google now, thanks for Chris to send me this article, they want to decentralize the app stores and use open market principles to tie in with the Activision deal. So for those of you who don't know, when you do a deal of this size, the government technically has to approve it because they have to get their percentage off of it, or big, they have to approve it to make sure that the market is balanced, right? So to front run any potential objections for business owners, this is a good lesson. Meet the objection before it is presented to you from a client or customer, right? So opposed to fighting the regulation, they said, this is what we're going to do to make this an even sweeter deal. I want to potentially give the creators of the apps a bigger lion's share. I'm thinking it's going to be 85%. Microsoft keeps 15%, and now we have an open market dynamic where people can create faster and make more. Now, if we go back to last year with Fortnite, when they had a battle with Apple and they chose to not be in an app store, how much more attractive would it be if Microsoft made an app store and the creators got majority of the money, and they got approved faster? So now, not only do you have the greatest B2B enterprise we've ever had in history, the gaming division, of course, is going to be greater with Activision. And now once you get the creator economy in, it's going to be great. So for those of you that have subscription-based businesses, I always tell you, your competition is not your direct competitors. It is the top 5 companies. You don't think Microsoft hasn't been looking at this Patreon subscription only fan model and said, hey, I'm gonna find a way to dominate that as well. So if the creators get the lion's share of the money, how many of them, talking same thing I was talking about with Gary Vee on Friday with Dom, if the lion's share is going to the creatives and the artists, wouldn't majority of the artists come over? And I think at some point the Baby, Lil Baby, Gunna, Dua Lipa, Doja, to get around that contract issue of music, they're going to release video games but have the soundtrack inside of them get majority of the money.
Yeah.
So for you artists, make sure the deals that you sign don't have all your digital rights tied to them, because they're already getting you on the NFT and the blockchain stuff now. But if you begin to create video games, I might clip this up because I haven't heard anybody else talk about this. They're going to make games and get majority of the money and then be able to get out of the music industry as a video game creator. I think it's a hell of a chess move. And Google previously did this with Chrome. At one point, there wasn't a good free browser. And Microsoft hasn't given enough for free. And they also did it with Gmail. More people use.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gmail than any other email provider. So if they choose to give a higher percentage to people, it is going to be a severe blow to Apple and Google, who are competitors.
It's a great article. And the commonalities, Apple and Google both charge 30% for people who have inside the App Store. What Microsoft is trying to do is drop their percentage down to 12%, right? So obviously the lower percentage is more favorable to the creators. But also they're trying to do away with the favoring in apps. And so if you ever try to download an app, usually Apple is affiliated with the apps that are higher rated. And so like it gives you a disadvantage if you're a third party, right? Like if I'm trying to create an app, how can I compete with the company that is actually creating the app store? They're going to push their products first. And so it creates a disadvantage for that third party creator. And so they're trying to do away with that and have rankings. Right. So if you look at social media, if you go into the app store, right, Instagram will be up there. Right. It's the same. It's one of the most popular companies. But if I'm a third party app, I might not have a chance if I'm in terms of rankings. Right. And there's a algorithm to it. But Apple has a lot to do with that. And so if you take those type of things away, not that it'll be a fair playing field, but a new playing field, I think it works out for creators. But it's an interesting time. Right. And that creative economy, what you're saying is 1,000% correct. When I was thinking about the gaming piece of it, I'm like, look, this is a new way, right? Like this is a new way, because when we spoke about this too, like when we put, I think we were having this conversation about Madden, and a lot of times when you listen to that Madden soundtrack, you get so familiar with these songs that actually when you hear them in your real life on the radio, you're like, oh, but like there's no spins that count for that, right? You just get paid. It doesn't matter how many people buy the game and how many times the game is played, that music is being spent. You're getting paid one up front. But imagine if you're in that creator economy and now you're getting paid every time that song plays on that game, right? If it's inside of your own platform. So it's an interesting time. And does it kill Apple and Google? I don't know if it kills them, but it definitely dents productivity.
Yep. And then on top of that, with inflation being higher and the economy being in a bad place, as an investor, you guys didn't have to pick. So when you're saying, hey, do I like Lucid over XYZ, Microsoft, Apple? And I know it's a, you guys feeling like I'm beating a dead horse. The time to beat a horse is when it's dead. But when you're looking at the companies you can invest in, you have to see who has the most capital, because it's very easy to knock off Lucid's business. Like even if you look at Tesla, because Tim Cook doesn't like Elon, he'll never buy Tesla. If they wanted to, Apple could get into the EV car business tomorrow and buy Kia.
But aren't they're getting into the EV car business, right?
Yeah, well, they initially said they were going to do it with them.
That's not a top five priority. That's really just because he doesn't like Elon. So now I'll take 8% and use my government relationships and push Biden or whoever becomes president next to pick up our fleet of vehicles over yours. Yeah. Back to the Ozark thing.
So. Yeah, the EV, I mean, if you even look at last night, the EV market with all the Super Bowl ads, like ridiculous. The EV market in crypto.
Oh, Coinbase. Let's talk about that.
That was just, I mean, every other commercial.
Coinbase is the commercial that everybody's talking about.
14 million.
14 million.
That's how much it costs to do that.
And they crashed the site, right?
But, the problem is it crashed the site and then they weren't able to, it wasn't functional.
Ash Cash made a good post about that. Were you about to say something here?
Yeah, well, we're tying to Ash Cash's point first.
Ash Cash made a post on Instagram that I saw today where he you know, kind of related to small businesses, but he was like, you know, Coinbase, they did everything right as far as, you know, a great ad, got, you know, all of the social media talking about it.
People chasing their TVs.
People, you know, went to the thing. But they had some issues on the back end. They wasn't fully prepared for that many people and it crashed. And he kind of related that to like, you know, a small business where it was like, you know, all right, you do this, you do your Black Friday sale, then, you know, you get 1,000 orders, but you can't fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
Like be prepared beforehand. So now when the flood orders come in, you can actually, you know, be ready for it. Cause nothing is worse than having a bunch of stuff and you're not actually prepared for it. So yeah. We about to say
anything? Counter to the argument. Can I be very honest? And if I can, please put yes in chat.
Yes.
No.
What do you guys want? No, well, I'm not going to say nothing crazy. I'm more alkaline. Right. Shout out to all my advertisers, you know, TBWA, et cetera, Sade, et cetera, and all my internet marketers, right? So when you spend $14 million in aggregate for an ad, and the ad was beautifully executed,
mm-hmm.
the best one that I've seen in a long time, it reminded me of something like Ogilvy would have done back in the day. But when you're spending $14 million, you want a return. As a business owner, with all the services that they own and the litigation that Robinhood has faced, you don't think that they have the service space to not handle it? The truth is, behind the site crashing, any marketer knows sometimes when you have a site crash, the best follow-up email to send is, hey, I'm so sorry, our server went down, and they'll shut the server down themselves to draw attention because of the FOMO. I don't think the server crashed. I think they brought them down for a second. Was there some throttling issues? Yes. But did it crash because of everyone going to the QR code? And then also, not only do you get the advertising dollar, this is what GoDaddy used to do 12 years ago. They would complain about the ad getting canceled. So now if I say, me as Red Panda, if I said, hey, I'm going to give you the number one stock to invest in for the next 3 years, and then it went to no signal, and I came back on, I was like, hey, go to the site. Now, for the next 2 or 3 days, they can get $5 or $6 million worth of press off of it and have it talked about. The Kia EV commercial was not talked about after like this. So to the agency who created it and the creative director who came up with this and the plan to bring the servers down so you can do the, hey, we apologize thing.
Well played.
you notice the server went down for the site, but no accounts got affected. Exactly.
There was a giveaway too, right? Weren't they given a certain amount of money in Bitcoin?
$15.
$15? Yeah.
To anybody that's on, anybody
yeah, so that, like people were chasing their TVs, rewinding it, trying to go back. It was well played. I thought that was a great ad. I thought the BMW EV was a dope one with Selma Hayek.
Facebook had a metaverse ad.
Yeah, man.
That was good.
A couple joints was all right. Well played.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.